The freshwater lake seals that apparently make their home in Lake Iliamna are the subject of an ongoing scientific project that was outlined in some detail during last week's 27th annual Lowell Wakefield Fisheries Symposium in Anchorage. KDLG's Mike Mason was there and has this story.
The one thing that was made perfectly clear during last week's presentation about the Iliamna lake seals was just how much is not known about the seals, their movements, and their life history. The presentation was made by Jennifer Burns with the University of Alaska Anchorage's Department of Biology. She pointed out that Lake Iliamna is the largest lake in Alaska, and the seals in the lake are just the fifth known population of freshwater lake seals on Earth.
We do know that the seals have been in the lake for a long time, but we don't have very good information on the numbers or their abundance. And we don't have very good information on whether that abundance changes seasonally, as we might expect it to do, because the lake is frozen for 7 months out of the year.
The intent of the ongoing research project, which also includes the National Marine Mammal Laboratory and the Bristol Bay Native Association, is to integrate local traditional knowledge and data about subsistence use of the seals with aerial surveys to improve the understanding of the Iliamna Lake seals. Burns confirms that the seals are an important yet fairly small part of the subsistence diets of residents in the Iliamna Lake area. However, the scientific research project was sparked by the request for more information about the seals from leaders in several lake communities, including Leavelock, Kakanak, Iliamna, and Pedro Bay. Burns confirms that one aspect of the ongoing project is household surveys about the seals and how they're used for subsistence.
Clearly, the use of the freshwater seals is important because we had lots of comments about how that was a special activity and how seals that they harvested in the lake were different in condition and softness, their fat was different than the seals that they took in Bristol Bay area.
During her presentation, Burns pointed out that scientists don't know many of the important details about the migration patterns or life history of the freshwater seals that are found in Iliamna Lake. However, she stressed that through the surveys and interviews, some important aspects of the seals' behavior have been identified.
We learned from the community members that there were always seals in the lake. Some suggestion that there was at least as many and perhaps more seals in the lake now. Locals reported seeing seals targeting fish in the salmon, particularly in the New Halen River and even in the Kvitchak River, where they hadn't noticed seals in the past. And some idea that maybe the seals were moving back and forth between Bristol Bay and Iliamna Lake, perhaps in response to activities in the larger area. So this is all information that was captured from the locals, not information that was in any way known to management biologists before this work.
Burns confirmed that the aerial surveys of the lake will continue and will even be expanded this year and next year. She also noted that the project to gather subsistence use data and other local knowledge of the lake seals will also continue this year and next year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.